Chapter 23. The whole company of them rose up and brought him before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man subverting our nation, forbidding paying taxes to Caesar, and saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king." Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." But they insisted, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee even to this place." But when Pilate heard it, he asked if the man was a Galilean. When he found out that he was in Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem during those days. Now when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he had wanted to see him for a long time, because he had heard about him. He hoped to see some miracle done by him. He questioned him with many words, but he gave no answers. The chief priests and the scribes stood, vehemently accusing him. Herod with his soldiers treated him with contempt and mocked him. Dressing him in luxurious clothing, they sent him back to Pilate. Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before that they were enemies with each other. Pilate called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, and said to them, "You brought this man to me as one that subverts the people, and see, I have examined him before you, and found no basis for a charge against this man concerning those things of which you accuse him. Neither has Herod, for he sent him back to us, and see, nothing worthy of death has been done by him. I will therefore chastise him and release him." Now he had to release one prisoner to them at the feast, but they all shouted out together, saying, "Away with this man! Release to us Barabbas," one who was thrown into prison for a certain revolt in the city, and for murder. Then Pilate spoke to them again, wanting to release Jesus, but they shouted, saying, "Crucify! Crucify him!" He said to them the third time, "Why? What evil has this man done? I have found no capital crime in him. I will therefore chastise him and release him." But they were urgent with loud voices, asking that he might be crucified. And their voices, and those of the chief priests, prevailed. Pilate decreed that what they asked for should be done. He released him who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked. But he delivered Jesus up to their will. When they led him away, they grabbed one Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country, and placed on him the cross, to carry it after Jesus. A large crowd of the people followed him, including women who also mourned and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For look, the days are coming in which they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things in the green tree, what will be done in the dry?" There were also others, two criminals, led with him to be put to death. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified him there with the criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Dividing his garments among them, they cast lots. The people stood watching. The rulers also scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if this is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." An inscription was also written above him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there insulted him, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other answered, and rebuking him said, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Assuredly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." And it was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun's light failed, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. All the crowds that came together to see this, when they saw the things that were done, returned home beating their breasts. All his acquaintances, and the women who followed with him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. And look, a man named Joseph, who was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, he had not consented to their counsel and deed, from Arimathea, a city of the Judeans, who was also waiting for the kingdom of God, this man went to Pilate, and asked for the body of Jesus. He took it down, and wrapped it in a linen cloth, and placed him in a tomb that was cut in stone, where no one had ever been placed. It was the day of the preparation, and the Sabbath was drawing near. The women, who had come with him out of Galilee, followed after, and saw the tomb, and how his body was placed. They returned, and prepared spices and ointments. On the Sabbath they rested according to the commandment.